Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for October 13th, 2024 is based on Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 31. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield, and the sermon title is, What Must I Do?
An introduction to our second reading. Jesus has been teaching his disciples about what is most valued in God's eyes. Now, a conversation with a rich man brings his message home to the disciples in a way that is surprising but unforgettable. A reading from Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother. He said to him, Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth. Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said, You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. They were greatly astounded and said to one another, Then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, For mortals, it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible. Peter began to say to him, Look, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive a hundredfold now in this age. Houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children and fields with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last. And the last will be first. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, the one who loves and encourages us. Amen. Have any of you ever taken the Strength Finders or the Clifton's Strength Assessments, maybe as part of work or nonprofit work or anything like that? The assessment is a series of questions about a person's personal or professional life, and it is taken in order to identify your top five natural talents and strengths out of a total of 34 different themes. Examples of some of those strengths include things like discipline, belief, competition, communication, empathy, positivity, learner, analytical. You answer these series of self-assessment questions developed by a psychologist named Don Clifton, and then you receive a report that tells you what are your top five strengths and how they can help you succeed in life, and the pitfalls that they can lead you into as well. For two years before I went to seminary, I worked for a nonprofit that had all of their department leaders take this assessment. They wanted us to know our own strengths but also how we could work more collaboratively by being aware of the strengths of our coworkers. I found that the assessment and the follow-up documentation that they give you to be very interesting and helpful. I don't know that I would have done it if I had to pay for it out of pocket, so I'm not telling you to go home and drop $70 today to take this assessment on your own. But when my results came in, my number one strength, the quality that they said drives me more than anything else, is achiever or achievement. And let me just say, I think they hit the nail on the head. Here is the description of the achiever theme. See if any of these things hit a nerve with you. People exceptionally talented in the achiever theme work hard and possess a great deal of stamina. They take immense satisfaction in being busy and productive. Get it done, get it off my plate, check it off my list. Achievers are restless until something, anything, is accomplished each and every day. People high in the achiever StrengthsFinder theme not only possess the stamina to work hard and be productive, they're driven to work hard and be productive. It's a need that must be fulfilled. The more things I complete in a day, the more satisfied and the more fulfilled I will become. Well, if you've ever seen my Google Calendar, or Google Calendars, plural, or have seen the Trello to-do boards that organize what I need to do daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, or maybe you've seen the Google Notes lists that keep track of the various projects I've started and their stages of completion, you realize how much this achiever theme describes me. There's something fulfilling about checking off an item on the list that gives me a sense of control and achievement and completion. A word of warning, though, any strength taken to an extreme is never good for us. For a person like myself, who has been diagnosed with clinical depression and regulates it daily with medication, if I allow that achiever strength to go unchecked, I begin to believe that there is too much to get done and I will never accomplish it all. And I began to hold other people to standards that are unfair. I see all the things that haven't been completed and begin to work even harder, oftentimes at the expense of important relationships, until the point I crash and burn. And despite knowing that about myself, that drive to achieve continues to pull at me and convince me that I can do anything if I just work hard enough. That if I do more, I can be the master of my own destiny. Why do I subject you to this long story? Because whenever I read this story from Mark, where the man asks Jesus what he must do in order to inherit eternal life, it feels like I'm looking into a mirror. And the mirror shows me something that I don't necessarily want to see or acknowledge. Lutheran pastor Ben Williams states it this way. He says, like the rich man, we approach life as a series of achievements. We believe the good life is something that we can earn or we can control by doing enough or by being good enough. In a world measured by merit, we seek assurance through action, always asking, what must I do? This is the human condition, trying to secure our future, striving to justify ourselves through effort. And what is Jesus' response to the man? He loved him and then gave him a hard word. You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor. And the rich man's shock reflects our own when Jesus exposes the root of our security. We clutch our wealth, whether that is money or status or accomplishments or achievements, believing that those things can secure our lives. But Jesus reveals that our attachment to these things is a barrier between us and God's kingdom. When confronted with the radical call of grace, we are stunned, for it dismantles those systems of merit that we trust. We want the good life, but we want it on our terms. And grace invites surrender. And when we are forced with that or faced with that, we recoil, sometimes unable to let go. We ask ourselves questions like, what must I do to be a good Christian? What must I do to be a good pastor? What must I do to find favor with God? What must I do to inherit eternal life? What must I do to be in control? What must I do? And Jesus says, you're asking the wrong question. It's not what must I do. It's what has God already done for me. This is the heart of the gospel. Even when it is impossible for us, it's possible for God. Jesus doesn't love us because we deserve it or because we have done enough or are good enough. He loves us even in our failure. He sees our brokenness, our reluctance to surrender, and he still chooses to love us. God's grace does not wait for us to be perfect. It comes to us in our imperfection and accomplishes what we cannot, which is making us right with God, aligning our hearts and minds to God's will, allowing us to see and participate in the kingdom of God here and now. The good news is that freeing grace is a gift from God, freely given to each and every one of you by no merit of your own. You don't achieve it. You don't earn it. God gives it freely to you, just as you are. God chooses you, calls you by name, calls you beloved, and reminds you that you are enough just by being who God created you to be. God wants you to put your trust in those promises and then to reflect that love back to God and outward to others. I'm going to close with one more quote from Pastor Williams. He says, when we surrender everything and follow Jesus, we are promised an inheritance far greater than anything we could achieve on our own. The good life is not the result of our merit or effort, but the gift of God's grace. This promise transforms how we live in the present. We are able to live generously, no longer striving to secure our future, but trusting in the abundance of God. And while we will inevitably face challenges and loss, we are sustained by the hope of the kingdom of heaven, made known to us here and now through Jesus, where God's grace reigns and God's love knows no limits for you and for everyone. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.